USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As America waits for the presidential election to be certified, mainstream media and Joe Biden have claimed victory.
Those of you who voted for President Trump, I understand the disappointment tonight. I've lost a couple times myself, but now, let's give each other a chance.
A few from the thousands of protesters at the Capitol in Atlanta, Georgia, tell Fox News their position.
They shouldn't be calling this election. There's dozens of lawsuits all over the United States right now.
I think it's a little premature. It just sounds like there's going to be multiple states with recounts and an awful lot of litigation. So I'm just hopeful that everybody stays calm in the country and waits to see how that transpires.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says proof of voter fraud exists in Pennsylvania. Postal worker Richard Hopkins in Erie, Pennsylvania, is claiming post office supervisors had a plan to backdate ballots mailed in after the election. USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Columbia University researchers have developed a nasal spray that has successfully prevented COVID-19 infection in tests with ferrets. Lipopeptide prevents the coronavirus from attaching to mucous membrane. Scientists said it should work immediately and last up to 24 hours and does not need refrigeration. Human clinical trials still need to be conducted. The night skies will be a joy in November with plenty of celestial entertainment. Thursday, November 12th, Northern Truid meteor shower peaks at about 15 meteors per hour. Best viewing is after midnight. Friday, November 13th, fading crescent moon will be above Mercury and below Venus in the pre-dawn eastern sky. On Tuesday, November 17th, the Leonid meteor shower peaks with about 20 meteors per hour. Best viewing is just before dawn. And on Monday, November 30th, it's a full beaver moon. Yeah, I had to look that up. That's the first full moon in November. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
College football had a full slate of games Saturday. USA Radio News' Dan Araki breaks down the top 25.
Number 4 Notre Dame knocked off number 1 Clemson 47-41 in double overtime. Clemson was without star quarterback Trevor Lawrence, who tested positive for COVID-19 last week. Number 3 Ohio State topped Rutgers 49-27. Number 6 Cincinnati ran away from Houston 38-10. Number 8 Florida took down rivals number 5 Georgia 44-28. Number 7, Texas A&M pounded South Carolina 48-3. Number 12, Oregon opened their season with a 35-14 win over Stanford. Number 13, Indiana beat number 23, Michigan 38-21. It was the first Hoosiers win over Michigan since 1987. Number 14, Oklahoma State held off Kansas State 20-18. Number 15, Coastal Carolina beat South Alabama 23-6. Number 16, Marshall took care of UMass 51-10. Number 18, SMU down Temple 47-23. Number 19, Oklahoma rolled Kansas 62-9. Number 20, USC got by Arizona State 28-27. Number 22, Texas beat West Virginia 17-13. And number 25, Liberty beat Virginia Tech 38-35 to remain undefeated. From the Ohio Valley USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
12 NFL games are scheduled for Sunday. In the early games, the Titans hosting the Bears will be one of the better games. In the afternoon games, Seahawks at the Bills and the Colts hosting the Ravens should be good games. The late game will be a fine matchup as well, as the Saints head to Tampa Bay to face the Buccaneers. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.